The next patient is Howard Hardwick. The last name is H-A-R-D-W-I-C-K. It's a clinical case of a 69-year-old white, 70-year-old white male that has a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is most likely associated to heavy smoking, period. The patient quit smoking a long time ago. He hasn't had any exacerbations lately. And has been followed by the pulmonologist on a regular basis. Number two, the patient had a seizure disorder that was established in October 21st, 2022. The etiology of the seizure disorder is unknown. He has been seen by the neurologist who put him on Keppra 500 milligrams PO, BID, and it has been controlling the seizure activity. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass, period. He has had two ablations for the atrial fibrillation. The latest one was very successful. The patient is without any anticoagulation. Following number, the patient has a history of a closed fracture of the second cervical vertebral body related to unsteady gait. He was ataxic, and he continues to have unsteady walk. However, he is able to displace himself from point A to point B, period. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. Hasn't been present. He is still in a low sodium diet and is doing much better. Following number, the patient has had several melanomas removed, and now the latest one was recently removed, no more than 2 months ago, from his back, and he has appointment with the dermatologist every 3 months. Following number, the patient continues to lose weight. The present weight is 222 pounds, so BMI is 30. His blood pressure is 120 over 53. It's in a stable condition. The laboratory workup is completely satisfactory. He has an estimated GFR of 98, no evidence, 98 mLs per minute, no evidence of a significant amount of protein in the urine. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reevaluating the lab, it's 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.